Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God bless you. God bless you on this evening. We are going to be streaming live. You are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We're going to stream live our second district meeting, which is already in progress. So I'm going to switch now over, and I believe the prayer is going on right now. So listen carefully. Amen. And let God bless you tonight. Join in and give God the glory.
Oh my God, help somebody to cry out to you. What must I do to be saved? Jesus, 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 there's something about your name. Oh Jesus, bless this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Sing your word, sing your anointing. Bless the speaker of the hour. Help us to glorify your name. Help us to tell of your goodness. You know Jesus. You know the afflictions of your people. But from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, make Satan loose his hold in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. Oh, yes, God. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, you have the power to destroy every yoke. Oh, my God. Jesus, look on Minister Johnson. Continue to touch him, Lord. Continue to raise him up. Oh, my God. Give him a testimony of victory. He's your man serving Jesus, you can do everything. There's nothing hard for you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for touching right now. While we're yet calling us, thank you for your healing power. Thank you for that anointing us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for what you already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're yet going to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we Jesus, we ask all these things in the name of the Father, in of the Son, in of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Thank God for that wonderful prayer from Deacon Irvin Carr. And right now we're going to have a scripture reading from Missionary Alice Johnson.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone.
God bless you.
Every scripture reading for tonight will be from the 103rd number of Psalm. We thank God for the prayer. That's the 103rd number of Psalms. We get us the first verse. It is bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth judgment. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all those that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. We thank God for the reading of the 103rd number of Psalms from 1st to the 11th verses. Praise back in the hands of Missionary Gloria Johnson. God bless.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. And we're going to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen of Holy Temple Church of God, the service on behalf of the Holy Temple Church of God in Baltimore, Maryland. We thank God for her. And right now we are going to open up the line that you may have a testimony of victory. Anyone can testify of the good things of the Lord or sing your song to the glory of God. Testimonies at this time can be open. You may give your testimony or sing your song.
Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God, to Pastor Jackson, to all the ministers, evangelists, everybody on the line. I just thank God for being on the line one more time. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for this district meeting. Thank God for just an avenue to be able to be with the people of God, even though we might not be physically together. I thank God for all of his goodness and his mercy towards me, most of all for converting me and sanctifying me, and giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Please pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord for being here tonight. And give honor to whom honor is due, to Pastor Jackson, to Pastor Marshall. Amen. Everyone in their respective places, thank God for this missionary day that we're celebrating in this second district meeting. And I just want to thank God for life, health, and strength. I want to thank God for allowing me to live to see another year Amen. The Lord is merciful. And I just praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord saved me at the age of 15. And at the age of 16, the Lord saved me at the age of 16. And yesterday I turned 71 years old.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen. 72. Woo! Wow.
Yes.
Yesterday, praise God. 72. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for allowing me to live. Amen. And to be in the service of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank everyone for the appreciation service. And I tell you, I was just so overwhelmed, and I'm still overwhelmed. And I love the saints. And as I said before, I wish I could do maybe not twice as much as I did, but if I could do at least one time more than what I did, God knows I'll be willing to do it. Amen.
Thank God for your love.
Thank God for your love. I love you back. Amen. I love you back. I love you as much as you love me, and I do appreciate you. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. From the north to the south, I thank you. You made my heart glad. God bless you, and please continue to pray for me.
Bless the Lord. I do give honor to serve the Lord tonight, and to Pastor Jackson, and to our Vice President, Pastor Marsh, and to my own pastor, Pastor Gary Calloway and Ella Linda Calloway, and to Mother Tyler and to Deacon Tyler, to Mother Watson, Elder Austin, to my own companions, to everybody that's online tonight. I do thank and praise God for being able to be on this line tonight. I thank and praise God for what he has done for me. I thank and praise God because there is power in prayer. And I thank and praise the Lord because I have been going through an affliction ever since the first of the month. I've been having these really bad migraine headaches, which is not normal for me, but I've been having headaches and spent the night in the emergency room and did all kind of MRIs and different thing, CAT scan, and couldn't find anything, and did lab work, and everything came back negative, but I was still having these headaches. And the Lord blessed me, you know, on the power prayer line last week to be able to get some relief. But you know how the enemy is when you claim the victory, how he comes back. But I have not given up, and I thank God for the power of prayer, because I know that God is a healer for both body and soul. And I thank God for Dr. Jackson, because it just wasn't planned, but I happened to be on the phone with somebody that was in his presence, and I began to tell them, you know, tell Pastor Jackson to pray for me, and how he did not hesitate. He prayed for me, and I tell you, I felt the virtue when it went out, and I tell you, I feel better. The headache is gone. I feel so much more encouraged to go on with the Lord. I just feel like God has done the work. I claim my healing in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to continue on in the Lord. And I just thank and praise God most of all for God, how he converted me, how that when I was out there walking around, you know, in the streets of Harrisburg, a young 16-year-old girl, doing what I wanted to do, going without being who I wanted to be with and doing all kind of things, how God had mercy upon me, and he saved my soul. And when I turned around and went back on the Lord, he brought me back and preserved me. And I'm not going to count it like tonight, but I thank and praise God for how he keep me in the hollow of his hand where no man can pluck me out. And he didn't stop there. He filled me with his precious Holy Ghost. And I'm going to ask the saints of God that they will continue to pray my strength in the Lord. God mm-hmm. bless.
Thank God. God bless. Is there anyone else? Give a testimony or a song. Okay. If not, praise God. Go ahead.
God bless you.
God bless.
To our pastor, to everyone in church, to everyone. I thank God for being here. I thank the Lord for sparing our lives to see another day. Praise God for his word, for his anointing. Thank God even for this month of consecration. I thank the Lord even for his word on this morning through Evangelist Martha, how the Lord just blessed her to preach that word. And I praise God for his great love. I thank God for his healing, grace, and delivering power. And I thank the Lord for blessing me to remember our secretaries, Lucid, Sister Myrtle, and all of the church secretaries, Brandon Tami, those that weren't in the service this morning. Lord, bless us to remember you. This is Secretary's Week, as this has changed down through the years, now to administrative studies. So for those of you that don't have your certificates from the church administrator, just look for them in the mail. They'll be coming. It will be the Lord's will, and I thank God for laying on my heart. I want to say thank you to all of you, even the secretarial support, the sister secretaries. Thank you. And thank God for you. You all are appreciated. You realize we don't hear it all the time. We may not hear a thank you all the time, but the Lord is there. God knows our work, and he has our reward. And he laid it in my heart to encourage you all. And I thank the Lord for blessing us. Thank God, because I have in mind to continue to do the work. I enjoy doing secretarial work, my work for the Lord, and communicating with our church secretaries and all of the people of God, that the Lord lets us know to do good and to communicate. Forget not, and with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And I'm glad to do it. Thank God for saving me, and I yet request the prayers of the saints.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. Anyone else that desire to testify or give remarks or sing a song?
I give honor to God. This is Brother Carr. I give honor to God, to my pastor, to Pastor Jackson, to all the ministers, Pastor Marshall, and everyone on the teleconference. I thank God for touching and healing my body and bringing me through the COVID virus. I thank God for the missionaries and the love of the people of God, the care package that they sent for me. Amen. It was a blessing. Amen. Even having COVID was a blessing. I know the news and everything you hear is kind of negative to put fear in the people. But God blessed me. Amen. Even having the COVID virus. Amen. I was down for 3 weeks. Amen. I told somebody said, just rest in the Lord. Amen. I said that was the most beautiful sleep that I ever had. Amen. Rest that I would not have gotten, amen, had I not obtained the virus. I thank God for sparing my life. Amen. He didn't allow it to get to a point where I needed to be hospitalized. I know many people have died and gone on, millions of people. But God's grace and mercy spared my life. And I'm grateful for that. Amen. God is a good God on this day. Amen. I thank God for the missionary board. Amen. I want to encourage them to continue to work for the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. It means much when you know somebody cares. Amen. The love of God uses somebody's life to encourage and uplift you to be a arm bearer. Amen. The devil's using people to try to destroy lives and tear it and kill. Amen. The Bible says the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. But Jesus said he's come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And he uses his people. And I thank God for using the missionaries to encourage me. Amen. Even through that care package. Amen. I wasn't hardly eating. Amen. I was pretty much eating soup every single day. Amen. So much so that the Lord blessed me to lose 35 pounds. Amen. I said, ooh, I like the way this feels. Amen. This turned out, having the virus turned out to be a blessing. Amen. Not only for me naturally, but even spiritually, even my health. Amen. It turned out to be a blessing. Amen. I didn't need to drag all that weight around, 240-something pounds. Amen. The Lord allowed me to go down to 207 pounds and to keep it off. Amen. I count it as a blessing. I'm giving a testimony of victory. A lot of times when you hear about the COVID virus.
All right.
Amen. It's something negative or amen, that is destroying lives, amen, that people have died. But God blessed my life through it. And I'm not afraid of the virus. I serve a true and a living God that can do anything. He take me to it. He can take me through it. And that's exactly what God did. I'm happy about it. I'm not sad, but I'm glad because I know I serve a true and a living God. Amen. I thank God for having mercy upon a sinner like me. Amen. How he continues to have mercy. He could have used the COVID virus to cut my life off. Amen. But he raised me back up, and I'm grateful for it. Amen. God is a good God. As those that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me, our God converted, sanctified, gave me the Holy Ghost. Pray I will continue with the Lord.
Praise God.
I'm a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I'm a living testimony. Thank God I'm still alive. Amen. Can we praise and thank God for that song, Lord? I'm a living testimony.
Praise
I thank God.
God
that I'm still alive. I thank God that God has blessed us. Amen. Give it on to the Spirit of God, to all pastors, all the pastors. Jackson, to all the ministers, to everybody. We praise and thank God for being here. Praise and thank God for just this teleconference. Praise and thank God, because God is good. And he's worthy of all the praise. And thank God for his goodness and mercy as you continue to pray our strength in the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God.
Praise the Lord. I give unto God, to my pastor, Pastor Jackson, to Pastor Marshall, to each of our mothers and evangelists. Just thank God for being on this teleconference. Thank God because God, he's a good God. He's
Amen.
A merciful God. I give his name glory and I give his name honor. How the Lord took my mother and I also through that COVID-19. We both had it at the same time. And how that I was weak in my body, but I don't know. Thank God she did very well, and I was trying to take care of her, and I was weak, and it was at one point I couldn't hardly do anything. But I just thank God because God is good. He's a healer. Thank God for the prayers of the saints, how God is so good and he's so merciful. And I was thinking about the scripture, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. How that I just thank God for his mercy. It's God's mercy that we are not consumed. And I just thank God for all things. Most of all, I thank God for converting me, sanctifying me, giving me the Holy Ghost. Please continue to pray for me.
Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord. Anyone else? If not, we thank God for all the beautiful testimonies and everything to the glory and honor of God. It was beautiful testimonies. We thank God for them. Let everyone say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful, the beautiful testimonies, giving God the glory. He deserves all the glory. Right now, we thank God for the service thus far. And right now, we're going to turn the service into the hands of Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, the Lord, for all of the testimonies of victory and
Amen.
Encouragement and for the song. And at this time, we are going to call one selection. We're going to ask if Elder Sharon Simpkins would please render us a selection. Elder Sharon Simpkins.
God bless. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. Empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. All fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth living just because He lives.
God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen. All of our fears are gone. They're gone. We don't have to fear because Jesus lives. Amen. We thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Elder Sharon. And we thank God for all that has been done thus far, every song, every testimony, the prayer. And now it is time for the Word of God. So get ready. Bring your minds in. The next voice you will hear is that of our speaker in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, and after which we'll ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond to lead our invocational prayer. And I believe that our service is being broadcasted on the Pastor Sheila Hameen show at this time. So there are listeners who are listening in as we are having our second district meeting here. Like I said, we're going to go ahead and turn that service into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to Pastor Jackson, to Pastor Marshall, to our mothers, to all the people of God, and to whom honor is due. I am so thankful for this great district meeting. So happy to be a part of it. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for what my ears have already heard and for what the Lord has already done. I wish I could have been in the building with you today. I believe you had a good time. The Word of God was preached. And I'm glad to hear that. I know God can do everything. Praise the Lord. So we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to move right along. And I just want to thank God for all of you who have tuned in to the radio broadcast, and just want to welcome you to our second district meeting of this year of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Praise the Lord. We are so grateful for you and just asking you to just join in and give God the glory and praise His name. Amen. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. And I'll be going to the scriptures. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Amen. And before I get to the scriptures, I would like to have a brief word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We come to you right now, Lord, and we ask that you will speak to our hearts, that you will send your word tonight, oh, God, and let your will be done. Let your word go out, Lord God, and let it reach somebody's heart, someone who is waiting to hear a word from you, Lord. Speak tonight, God, and let your will be done and have your eternal way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to ask that you will please pray along with me for the next ensuing minute. Praise the Lord. And as soon as the Lord is done, I'll be done and out of the way. Praise God. At this time, I would like to bring your attention to the Word of God, and that is the book of Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1, 2, 16, and 17. And also Colossians, the first chapter, verses 21 through 23, if it be the Lord's will. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the scripture reads, I believe I wanted to read more. So verses 3 through 7. And then 16 and 17. So we'll include those verses. Amen. So that's Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 7. And the Bible reads, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And now Colossians first chapter, verses 21 and 23. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And if I were to use a title or a subject for tonight, it would be Don't Give Up. And I believe that is our theme for this second Northern District meeting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This scripture is very encouraging. And again, this is our theme for this district meeting. Don't give up. Praise the Lord. And then the Bible lets us know that we who are risen with Christ ought to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. We are to set our affection on things above, hallelujah, not on things on the earth. The things down here will cause us to lose out with God, because now that we are going through many tribulations, sicknesses and diseases are prevalent among us. Praise be to God. It's important that we set our affection on things above, that we keep on the Lord and not give up. Praise God. The third verse says, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. So then we are dead to the world, to the sins of the world, to the things of the world, and in this mystery, our life is hid with Christ in God. But the fourth verse says, when Christ, who is our life, hallelujah, when we die to sin, our life is hid with Christ in God, and Christ becomes our life, because he said, I am the way, the truth,
and the life. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So when Christ shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. As long as our life is hid with Christ in God, when Christ appears, he's coming in the clouds. Hallelujah. And every eye shall see him. Every knee is going to bow down and worship him. Every tongue is going to confess that he is. Hallelujah. And when he shall appear, then shall we who are his with Christ in God appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members, your body. Hallelujah. Mortify. In other words, subdue the body or its needs and desires by self-denial or discipline. Our members which are upon the earth. We have to mortify these members. Hallelujah. How do we do that? We fast and pray and we deny ourselves. We go before God. Hallelujah. And we allow God to take control and live in us. Praise be to God. Put away fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. A lot of people are very idolatrous in worshiping idols, worshiping themselves, worshiping their job, their cars, their houses, things down here, but we ought to set our affection on things above. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. If we are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, not the things down here. Praise the Lord. Inordinate affection, unhealthy and obsessive attachment to a person or thing, excessive, unnatural, without limitation. These are things that will keep us out of the kingdom of God. Evil concupiscence, lewdness, wantonness, strong lustful desires, covetousness, having a craving for inordinate desire for wealth or possessions or for another's possessions. Want what somebody else has. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. There are some who are living in those things right now. But this is the time to repent and to ask God to forgive you and to take away your sins. Hallelujah. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Glory, hallelujah. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. We ought to sing to the Lord more often, because when we sing with grace in our heart, singing to the Lord, God takes notice. Hallelujah. And in that, he will send his anointing. He will send his spirit, and he will quicken us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. I believe somebody must be praying with me because I can feel my help coming on. Oh, hallelujah. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. and going to the first chapter, verse 21, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled. Oh, what a blessing it is, praise the Lord, to be reunited with the God of our salvation. And Jesus is the one who came all the way down through 42 generations. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
To die on the cross that we might be reconciled back to God. Because at one time we were alienated, separated. We were enemies in our mind by wicked works, as outlined in the previous chapter that I spoke from. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus has made it possible for us to be reunited, to be reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. He did it for us. He did it for the whole world to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
Yes.
This is why he died on the cross. Hallelujah. That when he appears, we can also appear with him, so that our life is hid with Christ in God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And this is conditional when the Lord is ready to present us holy and unblameable and unremovable and unreprovable in his sight. Ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Hallelujah. And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Don't be moved from your steadfastness. Hallelujah. But stay right there where you are. If you can't move forward, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. But whatever you do, don't give up, but continue in the faith. And you must be grounded and settled. And you must be unmovable. Hallelujah. But maintain your stance in the Lord. And I'll talk about a few reasons why we should not give up. St. Luke 18:1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Jesus spoke this parable, and he talked about a woman who went to an unjust judge, but her perseverance, by her not giving up, she was able to be avenged of her adversary. She got what she requested. Hallelujah. Exodus 15:26. God was speaking to his people and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, hallelujah. He will heal any sickness, any disease that comes on us. And I've already heard the many glorious testimonies, praise the Lord, talking of what God has done. And if you are struggling right now with a sickness in your body, and it may seem like this sickness will not be healed or won't go away, if you can only believe the report in Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. have peace on him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So don't
give up.
Just keep on believing. Continue in the faith, grounded and settled. And be not moved from the hope of the gospel. Hallelujah. Don't give up. St. John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, hallelujah, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Don't give up, hallelujah, because what the Lord has promised, that he will do. And I know that sometimes the trouble that we see can be very discouraging. The things that we endure can really try our faith. Oh, my Lord, but don't give up. Praise the Lord, because in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9, know this, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. This is the promise of the Lord. Even though we have these troubles, we don't have to worry. But we can keep our faith in the Lord. We can keep on looking to the Lord. Praise be to God. And I believe as Apostle Paul began to talk to Timothy, his son in the gospel, a young pastor, he was speaking to him, and it was nearing time for him to be offered up. He said in 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Thank you, Jesus. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. The Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Don't give up. This is a great example for us. Apostle Paul fought a good fight. He finished his course. He kept the faith. He did not give up. Hallelujah. And as the Lord promised, there's a crown of righteousness that is laid up for us. Oh, praise be to God. These are all reasons that we should not give up. But I'm encouraging you to keep on holding on, because after a while, it will be crowning time. Praise be to God. No matter what we're going through right now, no matter how hard the tests come upon us. Oh, no matter how many temptations are all around us, keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Make sure that you finish your course. Oh, glory to God, because we've come too far to turn around. We've come too far to throw up hands and give up. Oh, glory to God. We're just too close, and we cannot turn around at this point. After all that we've been through, after all that we've suffered, after all the sacrifices, after all the persecution, situations and whatever else has happened in our lives. We're at a point, glory to God, where we need to hold on and we need to keep the faith. Oh, praise the Lord. So don't give up. Keep on fighting and finish your course. You're so close to that finishing line. Don't look back. Praise be to God. But keep on holding on. Revelation 21, 1 through 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Oh, hallelujah. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God, hallelujah, shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Yes.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Set your affection on things above. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. Oh, glory to God. So
yes,
don't
Lord.
Give up. God said, it is done. Oh, thank you, Lord. I am Alpha
yes.
and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Oh, hallelujah. Hold on and don't give up. Continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Be steadfast and unmovable. Hallelujah. He that cometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. This is all reason not to give up. Oh, hallelujah. After all, God, after all the miracles he's wrought in our life, after all the times he's healed us and raised us up, oh, praise be to God, after all the times he's come to see about us,
yes,
when we cried out to
yes,
him,
God.
When we called on his name, he came, hallelujah, and he worked things out. After all God has done for us, praise the Lord. Don't give up, but
amen.
Keep the faith.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Mortify your members which are upon the earth. Don't let these things keep you out of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But keep on working on it. Deadened
yes,
to the point where temptation won't persuade you to yield. Oh, glory to God. So if you have to fast 3 times a week, you need to up your fasting. Oh, praise God. If you need to pray 3 times a day, you need to up your prayer. Oh, glory to God. Stay in communication with the Lord, constantly reaching out to him, praying always and not fainting. praise the Lord, not giving up when it seemed like nothing that you've done is going to work out, nothing is going to happen. Praise the Lord, but keep the faith because God will show up and he will take care of you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And if there's anyone who doesn't know the Lord, I want to encourage you to get to know him because Jesus already took care of everything. He made it possible that we can all be saved. And if you're not saved tonight, I want to encourage you to seek the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord until God saves your soul. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is so powerful. It's so rich with the spiritual nutrients that our soul needs to survive.
Yes.
It is the food, glory to God, for our souls.
Yes.
Amen. This word of God is precious. And I want to encourage you to take it in. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Open your ears. Hearken diligently to the word of the Lord. Hearken to his commandment. Oh, praise the Lord. Seek those things which are above. Don't go after
Lord.
The things down here because these
yes.
things will surely keep you out of the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
It'll keep you from getting that crown. It'll keep you from going to that place, that special place
Lord.
That the Lord went away to prepare for us. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. And I'm asking you right now to accept Jesus as your personal Savior if you haven't already. And those of you who have accepted Christ, don't give up, but keep on holding on. Keep the faith. Surely the Lord will be with you. He promised that he's here. He's already in our midst. He's here to encourage us. He's here to uphold us. He's here to fight our battles. He's here to do whatever we need him to do. So don't give up. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, sometimes things can be so trying and so severe until we're teetering on the edge of giving up. We're teetering on the edge of what's the use. Oh, glory be to God. But all that the Lord has promised, after all God has done for us down through the years, if we reflect on how the Lord came into our lives and how he changed our lives, oh, thank you, Lord, that moment when we heard the word of God and the word of God pricked our heart to repentance and broke up our heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. God heard our cry and forgave our sins. Thank you, Jesus. And he sent his anointing and destroyed the yoke and broke the chains. Oh, hallelujah. If we think back on how we came through, we were delivered from sin, and the Lord sent the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And we opened our mouths to give God praise, and the Lord took over our tongue and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And nobody could sit us down because the Spirit of the Lord was upon us, and we were praising God in the dance. Well, thank you, Jesus. We were thanking him. And we were praising him. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If we can reflect on how good God has been to us, we know that where the Lord has brought us, he's not going to leave us in this place, but he will take us all the way from earth to heaven. Praise the Lord. This is a reason not to give up. Praise the Lord. Just remember where the Lord has brought you from. Praise be my God. Thank God for the word of God. And I'm asking that you'll continue to pray for me.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Amin. There may be someone out there that wants to be saved. Maybe someone that needs strength to hold on so they don't give up. Maybe someone out there that needs healing. So God is getting the healing business, and he can do everything. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word, thanking you for the messenger. We pray that you look upon the souls of men. Pray that you will save the unsaved. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound, O Lord.
Yes.
Give strength to the weak, O Lord. Help your people to hold on, Lord, and not give up, realizing that the time is drawing nigh. Help us to run this race, O Lord, that we may win the race.
Yes.
Help us, Jesus, that we might receive a crown of life. We want to endure to the end. Help us to hold out, O Lord. Help us not to give up on you, Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to hold on to the faith that you've given unto us. Help us, O Lord. We want to go through, Lord. We want to endure, Lord. Help the people right now, Lord. You know what we have need of, Lord. You know our infirmities. You know our insufficiencies. Have mercy on us, Lord. Give us strength where we're weak. Build us up when we're torn down. Help us, Jesus, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us to go through, Lord, when we are being tried, when we are being tested. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to hold on when we fall into diverse temptations. Help us to count it all joy. Help us, O Lord. Help us to pray, Lord, seeking your face, calling on your name, Jesus. We know there's power in your name. You're able, Jesus. You're able to save to the uttermost. You're able to fix every situation that's going on in our lives. You're able, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people, O Lord. Bless, Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice. We want you to touch, Lord. Touch and deliver, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Jesus, we are believing you. We are taking you at your word. Jesus, we are counting on you, Lord. You are our help, our very present help in trouble, Lord. We come to you, Lord, asking for your help, Lord. We don't want to give up. Hallelujah. We don't want to throw in the towel, but we want to drive and go forward in you, Lord. Help us not to slack our ride except you bid us. Help us to press our way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it, O Lord. Jesus, have thine own way, O Lord. Let thy will be done, O Lord. Help us to give thy name the praise, to glorify you for what you've done. We thank you for what you've already done, O Lord. We thank you for the souls that's on the line. We thank you right now, Lord. Those souls down in Georgia, we thank you for them, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless, Lord. Faith to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, have your way, O Lord. For the bereaved families, have mercy on them, Lord. Comfort their souls. Lift the burdens of their hearts. Help them, Lord, to turn to you, to seek your faith, and call upon your name. Help them, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Look on the unsaved. Save, Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. We know you can do it, O Lord. Those who are fighting that COVID virus, have mercy on them, Lord. bodies, Lord. Heal their bodies, oh Lord. We know you're a healer for both body and soul. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Deliver, Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord. We're dependent on you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, pray that you continue to go with us, oh Lord. Continue to bless your people. Continue to strengthen your people. Continue to heal and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your word. Thank you, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Lord. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Ever lead us on the victory. Oh, my God. We're looking to you, Lord. We are the defender of our faith. In Jesus' name we pray, oh Lord. This prayer we pray, oh Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful message. Don't give up. We all should be encouraged just from hearing the word of God. And also the prayer. We thank God for the prayer. And right now we're going to turn the service into the hands of our president, Pastor Richard Jackson.
Amen. Can I say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you all for this service. Amen. We thank God for giving the time to me, for that brought the word of God unto us. Amen. Wash care minister. Amen. Thank God for him, Father Melton. We thank God for her. Amen. She preached out of her soul. Amen. He be risen with Christ. Seek those things above and not the things on earth. We should seek a deeper knowledge of Christ and a closer fellowship with him. Amen. I believe her theme was, her thought was the theme of this message tonight. Don't give up. Don't give up. Amen. Things going to come in our lives. It's not pleasant all the time. We must be tried. In order to be saved, we got to be tried as gold tried by fire. Come up as pure gold. Amen. So whatever come up in our life, whatever tests come up in our life, don't give up. Amen. Because they're going to come. We're going to be tried. Our faith's got to be tried. Just like our makers. Amen. Just keep the faith and keep looking to God. Amen. Thank God for her today. I want to encourage her to continue to preach the word of God. You hear my prayers. We thank God also for your daughter, Khadijah. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. Khadijah. Thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for the missionaries. We thank God for you. Want to be encouraged. Look up. Continue to do the work of the Lord. The Lord is with you. Amen. Your reward is at the end. Amen. Don't stop working. Don't give up. Keep working for the Lord. Thank God for all of you. Amen. I want to say once more, keep doing the work of God. I thank God for all our ministry, families, the deacons, amen, our mothers, amen, the family members, everybody, everyone that listening to this broadcast tonight by telephone service, thank God for you. Amen. One thing I want to say to you, just don't be a hearer. Be a doer. Amen. Because this is the only way we're going to be saved. Once more, I thank God for the precious word of God. Amen. Once more, I thank God for everybody that is listening. Read your prayers. Amen. Remember the theme tonight. Don't give up. Amen. Continue to pray for me. Share it back in the hands of Missionary Gilbert Johnson.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for remarks from our president, Pastor Richard Jackson. Praise God. And right now, we're going to, if someone will have remarks of evangelists, the elders, the pastors, the mothers, have brief remarks And then after which the service moved back into the hands of the speaker, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Hameen, encouraging us, saying, don't give up. And it's important that we not give up, because one day Jesus, he's coming back for us. And those of us who have our lives hid with Christ, we are going to appear with him in glory. And we're looking for this to happen. And we have this expectation, but we can't give up. I enjoy the word of God tonight coming through Evangelist Hameen. Just want to encourage her. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Thank God for the word of God tonight. Coming from my own Evangelist Hameen, the word that God sent through our ears to hear, letting us know not to give up. Amen. But just to keep on going. We can't give up now. As she stated, we have come too far. Amen. We come too far to turn around. Amen. Vanity, I mean, keep preaching the word of God. I enjoyed the message tremendously, and we are praying for you, and God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the word. Kelly Grew, Evangelist Hameen, beautiful message, and she brought out so many wonderful scriptures. Don't give up. We can't afford to give up now. We can't afford to lose out now. So I want to encourage Evangelist Hameen. I truly enjoyed the word. I want you to be encouraged and continue to preach the word of God. Also, thank God for the prayer. Pray for me.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that powerful message coming through Evangelist Hameen, encouraging our very soul. Don't give up. And she told us why we shouldn't give up. There's a crown of righteousness waiting. For if we don't give up, we have
don't
to go on to the end. I just thank God for that word on tonight. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist Hameen, continue laboring for the Lord. And she's been preaching like this just about every service. And I tell you, we've been having a good time in the Lord. And I also thank the Lord for the souls who are on the line. Some from different states, but they're on the line. I thank God for them. They continue to listen in, and they continue to be faithful to that word of God and to the ministry. So I want to encourage you, Dennis, I mean, just keep on preaching and keep letting the Lord have his way in your life.
Commissioner Johnson.
Yes, God bless everyone. Right now we're going to have announcements. Praise the Lord. We're going to have announcements, and after the announcements, we turn it back into the hands of Evangelist Hameen for last sayings and dismissal.
Okay, in the way of our announcements, I'd like to remind everyone of our 45th Annual Missionary Convention that's coming up. It's scheduled for May the 28th through the 30th, and it's scheduled to be held at Christian Temple in Camden, if it be the Lord's will. So let's remember Mother's Day, May the 9th, and also Mother Janice Marshall's birthday, which is May the 13th, if it be the Lord's will. Praise Lord, and also let's continue to pray for those that are absent, all the names that are on the prayer list. Let's continue to keep them in our prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thank God for this great district meeting and how the Lord has blessed us. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you and for all of our missionaries. Just want to acknowledge all of our missionaries and say to you to be encouraged, continue working for the Lord, and don't give up. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has a crown just for you. We just thank God for all the people of God. Thank God for you, Pastor Jackson. It's good to hear you tonight. Praise the Lord. Good to hear the saints. And like was stated, we might not be in the same place, but we are connected, hallelujah. And I feel right here in the room where I am, like giving God
praise because he is worthy of all the praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited. I'm stirred about the word of God, about the work of the Lord. And I would that I could have been there today and joined the Lord with you all. But we thank God for making it possible that we could come together and give God the glory. So I'm thankful. I thank the Lord for all things. Praise the Lord. And I believe that this is the conclusion of the service. If there's nothing else, any other announcements? Yes. God bless.
If there's any of the pastors on the line, you know, would like to have remarks,
praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for hearing what I heard on tonight. Don't give up. Help me one way, but don't give up. Don't give up. I thank God for that beautiful word to come from. And I say to you, continue praying, keep on preaching, and I'm praying for you. Pray for me, and God bless you. Enjoy the word. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. If there's any ministers, any families,
thank you, praise God. Amen. Giving honor to whom honor is due. We thank God for the precious word of God on tonight coming through Evangelist Hameen. Want to say to her to continue, amen, in the way of the Lord. Amen. Letting us know not to give up and to continue on. Amen. Thank God for you. We are praying for you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank God. Thank you for the word. My grand is how I mean. Very encouraging word reminding us not to give up. In these days and time that we live in, the enemy trying to do all that he can do to discourage the people of God, but we can't afford to give up, especially in this time that we're living in, because we're living in the last days, and we must, as the people of God, continue to go on in the Lord. So I thank God for the word of God tonight from the Evangelist Hameen. What is the Evangelist Hameen? Keep preaching the word.
Amen. El Chalwe, God bless you. Pray and thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist. Like I said, with truth, she's been preaching and anointing. I mean, I've been attaching to every word. I mean, the word of God was great. Don't give up. Amen. Pray and thank God for all people of God, all the word of God, but most of all, praise and thank God for you. Now, keep preaching the word of God.
Yes, that is, Vince.
All right. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one, for the encouraging words and remarks. We just thank God for the entire service. We thank the Lord for all of those who are on the broadcast tonight. We thank God for you. And we are praying for you. Praise the Lord. At this time, if there is nothing else, this concludes. God bless.
I would like to remind everyone that on tomorrow, this Saturday, Tuesday, and Sunday, we're scheduled to be in person at the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God at 910 Shelton Avenue. In Camden, New Jersey, through our services for this second district meeting, if it be the Lord's will. And those that are not able to attend, they can are welcome to be with us again tomorrow night and Sunday night on this teleconference line for our district meeting services. 7 o'clock, same as usual, tomorrow evening and Sunday night as well.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, yes, you're welcome to dial in. We don't have the broadcast on tomorrow night or during the other times of service, but if anyone who is listening on the broadcast would like to call in on tomorrow night at 7 p.m., the call-in number is 508-924-2348.
and that is at 7 p.m. And also on Sunday night, you can also call that number at 7 p.m. for our evening teleconference service. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things said and done at this time. If that be all, all hearts and minds clear, let us lift our hands. Repeat after me, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Bless everyone.
Praise the Lord.
God bless everyone.
God bless.
God bless each other.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the service that was live streamed on tonight. And we thank God for each of you, for your faithfulness and for your support. And we are expected to be back on broadcast live Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And since I'm giving the announcements for the broadcast, I don't have my faithful host on the line with me, so bear with me. If you would like to listen online or request a copy of the service tonight, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And also, if you would like to communicate with us by email, you can do so by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can also correspond with us by regular mail. Our box number, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Again, that is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you have a prayer request and you would like to reach out to us to request prayer, please feel free to do so by dialing 410-209-7503 or send a text to that number. That number again is 410-209-7503. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for you as stated, and we're asking that you continue to pray for us. And also, please continue to pray for everyone who's on the prayer list. Keep them in prayer before the Lord, lifting them up before God when you pray. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God once again for the broadcast. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. And I hope that you enjoyed the service on tonight. And we're looking forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon, if it be the Lord's will. And this is all at this time. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We love you.